Hi, podcast listeners. A quick note. There are photos that accompany this MP3. If you're using a smartphone, you can look at your phone, and in most podcast players, as we go through the different sections, you'll see a different photo of the journey, including of Imad, the guest, himself. This is Citizen Reporter. I'm Mark Fonseca Rendeiro, and I'm in Morocco. To be more specific, Essaouira on the Atlantic coast, the legendary beach town of artists, musicians, hippies? And I'm with Imad in the music shop, this tiny shop that only fits the two of us with the world going by outside. We had a conversation, and we listened to music and talked about traditions of Essaouira. Come along.
What was it like
there? We didn't know it. We never heard of it. Yes. And then someone said, no, you have to meet these guys. They're like performing not just in Tunisia, but everywhere. Yeah. They'll teach you what Stambeli is. So we went and it was like a room a little bigger than this, and they had paintings and also their music.
Yeah. You play with round sort of drum.
Yes.
With strings.
Yes. And then time. Also the exactly.
This music normally is a little bit the capital is Morocco of this music.
I swear it's
like a, yes, especially Essaouira.
So let's start from maybe the beginning.
My name is Imad, and I am because I was born in Essaouira. I was, because here in Essaouira we have like a brotherhood of music, like many brotherhoods of traditional music, and everyone has his own specific things about. It's like ritual, healing ritual most of time, and Sufi. Okay. And every 2 months there is a special day, celebration of this place.
Every 2 months?
For example, 1 2 months here and 2 months in the other brotherhood and the other 2 months. So it's always music happening around. It's like a ritual.
Yeah.
So we grew up liking watching this. And the main one which attracted me much was the Gnawa music.
Gnawa.
Yes, it's like a traditional slave music, and which become like a Sufi music. Mm-hmm. And it's they have this ritual also same like, especially 1 month over a year. Which is like they play almost every day. Mm-hmm. And this music is like a lot of generation that attract them most of the people. They were like young, from all ages, young, big.
Yeah.
They can still see, but originally the music was like African roots. Mm-hmm. But when it came to Morocco, it mixed up a little bit with the Sufi music, so they became together like a little bit Sufi. Mm. Because they converted to Islam, this African music, so it's become a little bit Sufi because of that. And yeah, and there is music all year round, traditional music. So this is what, and
especially in Essaouira.
Yeah.
For you, how did it start, your relationship with Gnawa, or maybe even before Gnawa, music for you? How did it start?
Music. Well, this is how it starts, because we are always playing. You know, when
even
this
your child.
Yes, of course. When you're a child, especially when you are a child, actually playing drums, you start with drums and then it grows up. There is this special week, it's called Ashura. Here we have.
Of course. Yeah.
And this Ashura is like fire in the street and drums, all the kids go out and play drums, and the women also have their own groups and they play music, and it's like going on for like a week time. Yeah. This is the first relation with music. And after, when you see the Gnawa music, you start listening.
Yeah,
and we're always there to see, and there's a lot of music, was a lot of music happening around here in this town. It's like, as I told you, there is a lot of spirit here.
So in the beginning, you play on special days, usually drumming?
Drumming, yeah.
But how? Where do you move from there? Because some of these instruments, drumming seems like something you feel.
Yes.
You learn yourself.
Yes.
But at some point, some of these instruments, it seems like you have to learn.
Yes, of course. Then it goes serious when you go a little bit, when I go a little bit older, I start really going into the confrere, the brotherhood of Gnawa people, and certain I had a lot of masters that were from here, friends of mine, so we was playing with them at the Karkaba. You should always start with the Karkaba, and after it goes, it can get developed.
Yeah.
You can hear the rhythms all the time, and then this is how you you improve yourself. And after it's you know, playing together with the many times, this is how you get inside this vibes of Gnawa people.
When you play, are you playing songs that people have always played, or are you creating?
Both. When you play the traditional, you have to play the songs. When the Gnawa ceremony is happening, this is like a traditional ritual, so everything is calculated. Mm-hmm. You have to go with this ritual. But when it goes to
So Imad has been greeted by friends outside of the very tiny shop, and he's greeting them all in French, as you can probably hear. So I'm sitting in his shop, and if you can imagine it, above my head, behind my head, you can even hear the drums a little bit here, and next to the drums, there are instruments, wall-to-wall instruments.
So this is, yes, so for example, there is the traditional ritual, it's like very calculated. So there is the whole group, and it's like the master which is playing the bass guitar, and the other one which is playing the castanet. And there's also some drumming at the beginning of the night. And then there's like a music going on, and there's like people coming to watch, and some people coming to go on to dance, to go on a trance.
So because dance also is a big part of this.
Yes, yes. So especially there is a dancing from the musicians, and there is another dancing from the people that comes to free themselves out from the stress and all that thing. And that's how this is like the traditional way.
Yeah.
And it lasts for a long time. It lasts all night long.
Yeah.
Till the morning, which is like very interesting. And then there is another music, like we play when we go with the Gnawa music. It's like become a world music now. We use the main instrument as the bass.
So sitting next to Imal, you have the bass.
Yes, this is the gimbri. It's called the gimbri.
Gimbri. Three strings.
And a drum in the same place. So this is like a bass. So normally some people do use this instrument as a world music instrument. So they play some Gnawa song, trying to mix it into like blues or jazz, or play something else, their own music. Thank you. That was a little...
That was beautiful.
Yeah, but you notice that normally it's like a bass, so there is other instrument playing around
sure.
too.
Of course,
so
yeah.
it just give you like a bass.
Yeah.
And there is, you can go, in the world music, you can have guitar, you can have saxophone, you can have flute, you can have any other.
Who taught you to make, for example, a bass?
My father is a carpenter, artistic carpenter, he works with wood. And because I was working with him when I was young, and after when I started playing the music, I learned with other people, other techniques like to work with skin,
yeah.
and then I make a combination between both. So, but I'm using the old way technique. I'm not using my own technique. I have my own technique only like on the design on the back and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the measurement and everything is the old technique, which is the best because it gives the best sound.
Yeah.
And there's different sizes of this instrument, like big size, small size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's like the size of maybe a 10-year-old child.
You know,
So the instruments that we have here surrounding us, above us, behind us, how many different instruments are in here? I mean, it's a lot, right?
I don't know how many, I'll never count how many types of instruments. This is like, there's everything.
Yeah.
Like this square drums like this.
Oh, the square drum, yeah.
The Berber symbols on it. Like a slightly, you have more bass, more you know, like big size like this.
And on the size, right. Bass, with a little bit of fur on the outside.
Yes. As you see now, it's a very cold weather. Normally, you should this instrument we warm them up before we start.
Right. Because the sound right now is very sharp.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And this make it really nice sound.
By the way, like, with the bass also, do you tune?
Yes, of course. There's a tuning. This is the string
at the top with a string.
At the top, you can play or push it down.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed in this particular song, the high string doesn't get so much. You leave it open.
Yes, sometimes you can play.
Depends
it
on the song. You're listening to Citizen Reporter. I'm Mark Fonseca Rendeiro. We're in the music shop with Imad, and he's playing the gimbri. We're talking about Gnawa music, but also Morocco and more other kinds of music coming out of this diverse country, a crossroads of so many cultures. And as we sit in the shop, we look around, point to instruments, and Imad plays them for me, for us here on the podcast. As we go on with a song on gimbri, this time with Imad also singing, which I really enjoyed, and then we'll get to some other instruments and a bigger conversation about what is it about this place, Essaouira, this beautiful place.
I'm
شيرين نشهد اخ شهد الجاجي لا مشيدو الغبام بيدو عليا نطاو في بير زمزم نطليو في برقيا ليلى ليلى نطلب ربي ونصيبو لا إله إلا الله 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 نطلب ربي ونصيبو
audience of one. Yeah, it was really great, Ima. That's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Hey, do you find like you practice like every day, or you're always playing, or is it something?
Not at all.
No,
actually, not at all. I never had been practicing any instrument in my life, and the music I was always when the concert is there, I go play.
Right.
We never this music doesn't practice. You cannot. I don't.
Okay.
Actually, I never have an instrument of my own.
Oh, no.
No, it's always I play what is available in my shop.
Okay.
I have all these instruments, but I don't have an instrument at home where I go and practice and look for stuff.
No, you come here.
Yeah. When I'm here, I have time, I play a little bit like with friends. Or where there is the ceremony, I go play together already.
This is also like practice, but it's performance.
But performance, exactly. Then you are listening to the music and you know the rhythms and everything.
Yeah.
And you start playing this.
So outside of Eswera, is this music something that younger people know about, are interested in?
I think, yes, there's a new generation now. They are really interested in this music. And they even start doing their own music and band and trying to copy, because a lot of masters have left, passed away during the last few years. And this is like one of the good times. This is the best time for new generation to start picking up the... The, you know, the
So it's good news, actually.
That the music is very alive. Because even before that, there's other more people that they were doing the same and before. And it's always like that, you know. Hmm. It's always been people interested in doing some performance like that. Mm-hmm. This is how it's going, always from generation to others. There's a lot of music in Morocco in general. Like, there's a lot of this instrument, there's a lot of like flutes, you see, like this.
Yeah, some of these are amazing. I mean, this one with the horns of an animal.
Yes, of a sheep, big sheep.
Oh, horns. Yeah. It's like, imagine a sheep, well, the bones of a sheep anyway, and the horns, now flipped upside down, and you can blow into one end. Yes. Oh, yeah, here's one, right.
So yes, this sound.
This one reminds me a bit of like a clarinet, but
yes,
it's made of horn.
Yeah, but it's not like a clarinet sound.
Hey, here's a maybe harder question. Why is Essaouira such a place for playing the music, for passing it on, versus anywhere else? I mean,
because this is a gift from the creator first, and plus it's like because it was a place of mix of cultures, like there's always been here Jew, mm-hmm. Muslims, Christian, Africans,
Phoenicians,
yeah. Many hundreds, yeah. Thousands, yeah. Years ago, yeah. And also it was a big port of exportation at the colonial time of the when there was a lot of places in Africa were taken over by other countries. Yeah. It was here it was like a place where they sent things to the U.S. Mm-hmm. Shipping by the sea. Mm-hmm. It was a big port, one of the more important ports in North Africa at the time was here, and another place near Casablanca. Mm-hmm. But mostly it was here. So that's why a lot of people, they are here. So some of them, they are sent somewhere, and some of them stays over here. So this is how it's, and everyone brings his own cultural.
So it's the mix of cultures and interaction that makes the magic.
Exactly, man. Yeah. This is exactly what makes the place what it is, actually.
That's an interesting lesson in a time where in so many countries now, it seems like people talk more about being afraid of outsiders.
Yeah. No, I don't think this is not this, because at some point here it was like 60% of the people that lives here were Jew, uh-huh. 15% were like Christian, uh-huh. And only like another 15.
Yeah,
like even there was less people there, like less. It was almost same Christian and Muslims and more Jewish people at the time, mm-hmm. And then it came more, and it always balanced back, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's always been not a land for before it was Berber, and then it was Arabs, and then it was Jew, and then the Moorish came, and the Africans and the Europeans and Christians. So it's all mixed up, yeah. And then the hippies came in the 70s.
Hippie
and
culture, they never left.
And after the hippie in the 70s and the 90s, they start tourism. So it's always been a place with of multicultural. Yeah.
It's interesting to arrive. I arrived today, and you immediately start to see sort of hippie people arriving, walking around.
Of course, yeah.
And they feel at home. Like it looks very comfortable.
Jimi Hendrix, he was here in the 70s. Yeah. Cat Stevens, Rolling Stones, a lot of lot of big names arrives here. Yeah. And the time of these waves of hippies arrived in the late 60s. It was and people here, they used to talk, like, make stories. When I was a kid, for example, you talk about the stories with hippies, and they came and they bring something new, for example, and all these things, like, I don't know, music
you've never heard, or something crazy. Yeah.
Strange haircuts and clothes and stuff.
Yeah,
all these things.
So that's also part of Essaouira.
Of course. It is exactly an important part of Essaouira, and Morocco in general is like always, it's a land of, I think it's a land of tolerance and multicultural. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Yeah. It's a great place to be. yeah. as you know, to grow up, because you can see, you can live with everyone.
I mean, sitting here, like, you have here a little stack of, or a big stack of CDs, and a lot of that music is from all over the world. I see a few famous, familiar names, but and then as you sit here in your shop, people of different, also like you say, different nationalities are stopping to say hello. They know you.
Yeah, of course.
what are you? Whether it's in music or art, what are you very curious about? What are you working on? Or
me, I'm everything to do with like handicraft things made for music or something. I'm always interested in that. So, for example, for me, I'm always like trying to get the old. Way of making the old techniques of making instruments, strings, like for example these strings. This is the guts of the goat.
Okay.
This is what we use on this gambri. And this is the neck of the camel.
Okay.
So this is like old techniques.
Yeah.
And also the technique how we work the skin, for example in this skin we don't use any chemicals, so the skin sounds good.
Okay. Right, because I can imagine there would be someone finding a cheap yes. place somewhere and saying, "Look, I can make this instrument with chemicals." Or
yeah, no, because some people, you can, it's easier to clean the skin out from the hair and all the fat and all that if you use some chemical.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you a longer time to do it by natural way.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I prefer to do it this way because the sound is better.
Yeah,
and it lasts for a long time, and people are happy with this.
Yeah,
and I don't sell instruments here that I don't like myself first. If I like instrument and I'm satisfied about it,
yeah.
I can put it to sell. But otherwise, around I don't. There's also like this nice drums made out from fish skin. It's the original derbuka. No, I'm gonna go wash it soon. Whoa, good ambience. I hope they will have good.
That's why I'm going there. It would be boring to watch it alone.
No, I'm gonna go to the cafe too.
Okay,
if I find a place. If this is a place.
I'm gonna reserve one.
Okay, thank you, Jenna.
Nice.
This is the original derbuka. For example, in the Orient, you have some people have the same, like Syria, Egypt,
mm-hmm.
but it's made out from plastic.
Mm-hmm.
The skin is made out from plastic and the body made out from metal. So this is clay
yeah.
and fish skin.
Yeah.
Stingray.
Stingray even.
Stingray,
yeah.
yes.
Uh-huh.
Which is made really...
More surface. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make a very strong sound because the stingray lives on the high pressure from the water. It lives on the sand directly.
Yeah.
So this is what makes this skin very powerful.
Huh. So a skin like that,
yeah.
How long before you have to change it?
You don't have to change this one. It's one of the most strong skin we can use on any sort of drums.
Okay.
Yes, it's
cool.
It's a really strong, very, very strong skin, actually.
Yeah. It's an interesting world. I mean, it's my first day, so I'm still looking around. But I think you put us in a really good starting point for understanding what is unique about this place.
Yes, that's right.
And how that uniqueness creates something beautiful.
Of course, that's true. You know, it's simplicity is the best. This everything here is most of things like just simple, natural happening. Mm-hmm. So this is always the best way because you see the things clearly, and you can pop into so many things, just like coincidence. Nothing is planned. You just walk into some place and you can find some amazing music, or just step into some shop and you find some great artist. Just making some piece of art.
Yeah.
You can step into some shop, you find someone just working, making some wooden thing, table or whatever. But really
simplicity and
spontaneity. Yeah. That's what it's all about. It's nothing like planned. You live the moment when you are here. Mm-hmm. You can it's up to your relation with the feeling of the town, your own vibes. That lead you somewhere nice. For example, this is what I can say.
Sounds great.
I'm sure you're going to have a good time. And the rest, how many more days you?
Two?
Great. It could be enough.
Well, Imad, this was certainly the highlight anyway of the visit. And thank you so much.
My pleasure, really. And I'm so glad that you... And you are still welcome another time. This is like...
Oh, yeah. But I want to be like everybody else and stop in and say
hi. Open door, yeah, please. Anytime. This is like open door place to all... Everyone that likes to come in and
cool,
give out or take off is the same.
Yeah, it's great.
Sharing.
Yeah.
It's all about sharing, man.
Sounds good. All right. So we'll say goodbye for now, but big thank you to Imad.
You're welcome, sir. And we'll see you again. Nice one more.
That was Imad in Essaouira. If you're ever in town, which I highly recommend, you find his music shop on Rue Daouja. Oujda. But you can just ask for Imad. Everybody knows him. As we close out the program for today, I was in Marrakesh at a restaurant, Le Jardin. Beautiful, beautiful ambiance, a garden, a courtyard, and a gentleman was walking around playing and singing, and I took out my phone and I recorded what I could because I loved it so much. It was just this beautiful evening with this beautiful music, more of the sounds of Morocco. I'll leave you with that. I'll remind you that this podcast is called Citizen Reporter, citizenreporter.org. is the website, and also the name you can find in all podcast directories. And what you do is you subscribe. It's usually using an app on your smartphone. Of course, you can also go to the website and just press play, but subscriptions are the best way. I can see you're out there and know that this is a two-way conversation in a way, or that there's an audience out there. Thanks for listening. I'll see you very soon. See ya.
Soyez les bienvenus. Bon appétit, soyez les bienvenus. Merci.